I act upon that one, if I think about that one, means if I forget about all my personal, I cannot say feeling, because feeling is too complicated later, but my personal wishes and understanding and all of that, first of all, I'm not a good teacher. If I forget about all of that, and only I think about my role out there, then I'm that one. Who is that one? There is a difference between that one and me. What is it? Me is me. That one is one of them. Because for me, everybody is them. Me, me. There is me, rest of the universe. So, is me, or if I have a double personality, it's us and them, right? But my meaning part, I understand, my meaning is one of them. Then I understand what we is. We is that them. If I could be included. But I am a part of it. And that part of me is real me. Closer I get to that, outer I am from myself. Isn't this the state of selflessness? Think about it. Lesser yourself, more you are one of we. If not, there is always us and them. Or me and the rest of the universe. Say, up to a couple of hundred years ago was not that bad, me and the rest of the universe. Because it was us and a couple of stars. Now, me and the rest of the universe. How silly one could be. But the other part of me is real me. Means, ecologically, is a part of that system. Constantly reacting to it. From the domain of meaning we saw it. And even go to the subatomic particle, I'm a part of that. My real part is the other one, not the physical one. But my logic understands only physical part of me. That's why I have to live it. That little inflated ego should be left. This is the key. This is how we started. When the guy came out of the house, walked. Yes, the lady was praying, but he walked and he arrived. Then, this is what we are talking about. So, first of all, for coming out, we know that you were scared. You cannot come out. The possibility for you to come out is the same possibility of a little bird in the forest reacting to you approaching the door. Definitely will fly away. One. That's the nature of this. Unknown, run away. So we know you have a problem. For that, you should find at least someone to go to. He says, find someone. And that someone, I don't mean really someone. I don't really mean an old one. I mean your luck, because you should be lucky to trust someone and come out of your cave. So the first thing was the explanation of Peter. That was the first story. The second part could be divided differently to another 8
or 7 or 5. This version that I have here is divided to 5. The first part is, what is this business of coming out and finding something? Finding something. This is the beginning of a trip. What is this start of the trip? First of all, you will start this trip with this agreeing with yourself. This is how it works. With which one of yourself you disagree? With self. You have to disagree with it. In a way, she has been your leader for so many years that you're used to it. Sometimes even you miss it. Don't you? I'm trying to say, oh, I wish I thought more about that. Oh, this thing didn't work. You miss it. As if all the credits goes to her. We talked about it. And all the mishaps is because of the happenings. Okay. It takes a long, long time for you, you real you, you meaning you, to learn to cope with this, to bring this tyrant down, which is always telling you the only good thing is the gold value dollar stuff like that. It's always something like that. Okay? And it takes a long, long time for you to learn how to deal with it. So what should you do at the beginning? That you don't know anything. We know that you know zilch. Okay? Then what? I said, ah, oh, easy. Whatever this lady says, do the opposite. You don't know it? Trust me. She is 99% wrong. So do the opposite. Do you remember that part?
He said, this donkey is the enemy of the path and doesn't like the path. So wherever the donkey wants to go, you go to the opposite.
Because this is what it is. Coming out is not an agreeable stuff for that part of you that you want to come out of. So the other part will fight.
And the other one, for the moment, is stronger than you. Because we are always talking at the beginning of the path. We'll see why.
A very strange path. Have you ever seen a path which has no length at all? This is a path that nobody is in the middle of the path. No one. Everybody is at the beginning, at the start point, and some people magically are there. And that's it. And there's nothing in between. We come to that story. But in this story, they said, listen, this donkey is not your friend, is your enemy. Do the opposite. There is another thing. Look around you. There are some good people around you. Look at their path. Join them. This was the first paragraph. Amazingly, this was the first paragraph of the Caliph story. It will start with the same understanding. We say, listen, the only problem you have is, do you know it? You. We're not talking about the other stuff. We're talking about this, you. The only problem you really have is you. And this you, which is the enemy, you could work on it because it's with you. You are together. So Of course you cannot run away from it, but it cannot run away from you either. You could work together. Remember the message. The message is try to talk to someone who knows, a knowledgeable person. This is what it is. It means communicating, and when you plug in to some powerful stuff, it will charge you. So you need to find someone and connect.
It's lovely to look for someone to connect, but do not forget, you have to pay the price.
We are talking about you changing yourself. This is like renovating your house. You have to go through a lot of trouble. This is tattoo shop. And you have to endure the pain of the needle for the tattoo. Because you are going to build up that part of you. This part of you was given to you, and it was somehow tuned to automatically grow. The other one is a child in you. You have to take care of the child and make it grow. Give it the opportunity. And be patient. This be patient will be repeated. The last verse of book one is be patient. Why? Because right at the beginning, when you start this path, someone in you will say, what is the outcome? That logical one is not interested in the process. Sooner the better. What is the outcome? And we say, oh, this path? The outcome of this path? What is the end point of this path? No one knows. This is a path. This is not a road. What is the difference between a road and a path? Road will lead to somewhere. Path is somewhere to walk upon. We talk about arrival, but we enjoy walking the walk, walking in the path. So that one in you who rushes and says, where is the end? Are we there yet?
We will be there when the beloved wants us to be there. We are cautiously and constantly knocking at this door, and we wait to see if beloved wants to open it or not. Both are good to me, because I'm not going to leave this door. This is the attitude. So they said, be like that. First of all, you enjoy it, because the path is a joyful path. Path could not be harsh and awful and bad. Why? Why am I claiming this? This is a path that we don't know. We're sitting down here, we're chatting. I'll say, this path could not be walked by force. Remember at the beginning we said, the only choice we have is this, ikhtiyar is this. Because this is the only moment of my existence, in my meaning. I choose between good or bad. I didn't choose about my height, my eyes, my beings, my birthplace, all of that. I didn't choose the animal. This genetic code was handed to me. But I could choose.